You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's Azov regiment is denying Russia's claims that it killed Darya Dugina, the daughter of a Russian ultranationalist, in a car bomb attack on the weekend. Ms. Dugina, whose father is Alexander Dugin, a prominent ideologue, was killed on Saturday evening when a bomb blew up the vehicle she was driving. Russia's FSB security service says the attack was carried out by a Ukrainian woman whom it named and whose picture and personal information appeared on Russian news websites. The FSB says that the suspect, Natalia Vovk, rented an apartment in the building where Ms. Dugina lived. Vovk and her daughter were at a nationalist festival which Alexander Dugin and his daughter Daria attended just before the killing. The agency also released security surveillance video of the alleged killer, along with her military identification, claiming she belonged to the Azov regiment. Azov fighter Vladislav Zavoronok explains that Vovk is a member of the National Guard of Ukraine and not associated with the regiment.
This woman, the alleged suspect in Darya Dugina's bomb attack, she is in the uniform of the National Guard, and it is written on her service card that she is a soldier at the National Guard of Ukraine, Military Unit 3057. Military Unit 3057 includes a separate Azov Special Operations Forces Detachment, but not all who serve in the Military Unit 3057 are soldiers of Azov SOF, and this woman is not a soldier of the Azov regiment.
It's alleged the accused left Russia for Estonia after the killing. Estonian officials say they could share information on individuals entering and leaving Estonia only in cases prescribed by law, adding that the FSB allegation did not meet that requirement. Mr. Zavoronok told a media briefing that the unit never considered Ms. Dugina or her father a target, but instead his sights were set on those who perpetrated atrocities in Bucha and Irpin.
I actually don't care about this person, and I do not pay attention to her father either. I pay attention to those people who came here with weapons and exterminated tens of thousands of peaceful Mariupol citizens. This is what I saw with my own eyes. I pay attention to those who went to Bucha and Irpin and killed my fellow citizens and engaged in looting, rape and murder, primarily of peaceful people. I pay attention to them, but Dugin's daughter is not very interesting to me at all.
The Azov group is accusing Russia of concocting a lie, while Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak also called the accusation propaganda. Mr. Zavoronok says Russia will force members of the Azov regiment to admit they knew Vovk.
They are linking Azov battalion to this for a reason. I won't be surprised if tomorrow testimonies beaten out during interrogations come out from my friends, testimonies signed under the tortures that they know this woman whose surname is Vovik or other things. They will try to imitate the court proceedings for the public, but if you have critical thinking skills, just imagine that they already know the conclusion they want to come to and will try to add facts of low quality to get to that conclusion.
In his first public statement on the car bombing, Mr. Dugin says his daughter sacrificed her life for Russia and that it must defeat Ukraine.
Our hearts are not simply thirsting for revenge or retribution. We only need our victory against Ukraine. My daughter has sacrificed her young life on the altar of victory, so please win.
At the message sculpture in Bryisov Lane, Moscow, dozens gather to pay their respects in a makeshift memorial for Ms. Dugina. Anastasia was there and says Ms. Dugina was an inspiration.
This is a very tragic event. Daria was very young, only a couple of years older than me, very young. I did not know her personally, but she gave the impression of such a determined, uncompromising person, inspiring some kind of hope. It's a pity. We feel the loss, as if we as a community have lost some important part.
Damir Petrov says it's hard to believe that such a young life has been lost.
Just recently, everything started to come together. It seemed that something was about to happen, that there would be some progress, some kind of breakthrough regarding us and Dasha. This explosion was a complete surprise. It is still hard to believe, to put together such a bright girl and death.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also paid tribute to Ms. Dugina as a Russian patriot, calling her murder evil and cruel. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.